The 68th annual Golden Globe Awards ceremony takes place tonight in Los Angeles. Doing the honors as host for the evening, for the second time in a row, is comedian Ricky Gervais. In 2004, Gervais himself won two Golden Globes, his first ever, for the British version of The Office, which was being shown here on BBC America. Gervais, together with Stephen Merchant, created the program. He also starred as office manager David Brent. Here's Ricky Gervais in an interview in 2004. After he received those first Golden Globe nominations, and I wanted to know how he would handle the red carpet.
Oh, I don't like that sort of thing. I feel so self-conscious, and even the word celebrity is mildly embarrassing to me. The good thing is that no one knows who I am. They probably think I'm a waiter. So I'm going to wear a red jacket, and then I think the people that leave me alone, definitely. I'm looking forward to some anonymity again, because I can't even go shopping for pants now without people looking in my basket.
Ricky Gervais probably orders online now. He is nearly a household name in the U.S. after starring in movies, making guest appearances on TV, doing two stand-up specials, and creating both a live-action comedy and an animated series. And as I mentioned earlier, he is the MC at tonight's Golden Globe Awards for the second year in a row, and Ricky Gervais joins us. Welcome back to the program.
Hello. It's like I'm head waiter now.
Yeah. Rather than just a waiter.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So is stardom everything you thought it would be?
It is, yeah. I knew the pros and cons before I went into it. In fact, it's funny because I sort of feared fame when I wrote The Office, and I knew I was going to be in it, and I knew my life would change, not to this extent. But I feared it for two reasons, really. One, I knew how important anonymity was. I knew the downside. I've always been quite a private person. And this has made me even more private. I sit at home now. My house is like one big sort of panic room with shutters. The curtains are never open. And I knew the horror stories of celebrities who have, you know, journalists going through their bins. I've since realised that those celebrities sort of ask for it a bit. The people who really get bothered caught it, definitely. The plus side of fame is you get a table at a restaurant. You know, there's no queue. You know, you go through a special door at the airport. I've met my heroes. You know, there are obviously plus sides to being recognised, but I hope that the reasons I get to work with my heroes is because they respect my work, as opposed to they've just seen my face on the telly for something.
Yeah. Of the heroes you have met, which one left you speechless?
Well, I don't think I've ever been speechless. Well, Elmo.
Elmo?
Honestly, yeah, I was like a child. I was mesmerised. I couldn't get enough of him. I wanted to cuddle him. I was wishing Elmo was my mate. I wanted to just hang out with Elmo, which is weird for a man approaching 50. David Bowie was always a hero, which was just incredible to... I mean, I wrote a song with David Bowie.
Right, in your show Extras, right?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it's strange, you know, just did a cameo in the Muppet movie. I'm worried I'm dying, and the doctors got together with everyone in Hollywood and said, just let him do what he wants. He's not going to... Just let him do anything. Let him be in all his favourite TV shows. I've been in the, you know, The Simpsons, Family Guy. I've just done a thing for Curb Enthusiasm. The Office was a hit in America, which hasn't happened to any other English sort of sitcom for 30 years. There's something worrying. I warn directors. I say, listen, I'm not a real actor. And they laugh. He's joking. I'm not joking, OK? I'd have loved to have been in that film 127 hours because he was just sat in one place with his arm stuck in it. That is my ideal movie, OK? That or Phone Booth, just sitting on the... If any directors are out there, I'm not an action hero. You want someone sitting down, being funny, maybe having a beer, I'm your man. Oh. Also, let's not do ridiculous hours. Why are we getting up at 5 a.m? Because the light. What are we, farmers? Stick a lamp up. Let's do it all inside. OK, that is my pitch to Scorsese or Spielberg.
Sounds like you're working on your third stand-up, too. That's a good routine. We're talking with actor and comedian Ricky Gervais. He's the host of tonight's Golden Globe Awards. I was a big fan of your series, Extras, simply because I think you just told it like it is on a movie set in a very, very funny way. But I've read you're working on a new comedy called Life's Too Short. Can you tell us anything about that?
This will surprise people. It's sort of like a cross between The Office and Extras. It's a fake documentary, but the backdrop is sort of media, and it's about a showbiz dwarf called Warwick Davis, and he does exist, but he's playing a twisted version of himself. And the backstory is that his career's on the slide. He's been in all these big movies, like Return of the Jedi and Willow, but that was a long time ago, and now his marriage is broken up, his career's on the slide, so he does one of those reality sort of docu-soaps. And, of course, he keeps coming to me and Stephen, who play ourselves, saying, are you doing any more extras? And he tries to network, and he tries to get us to introduce him to people, and he's always bothering Daniel Radcliffe because he was in the Harry Potter movies. And so it's about this guy's sort of life falling apart, just crumbling in front of our very eyes. And it's about fame again, which I'm fascinated with.
Yeah.
But it's very, very funny. He's such an engaging performer. And it's not just about him being a small person, but he's got small man complex as well. So he's quite spiteful and Napoleonic. It could be called Hoist by His Own Petard, this series. We're working on that now, and we're filming that in May, June, and I'll certainly be recruiting at the Golden Globes for a few A-listers to pop up like they did in Extras.
No doubt. You know, you're in a perfect position to take us backstage at the Golden Globes because, of course, we only see what we see on TV. First of all, as the host, do you get better perks than the nominees or the presenters?
I can do anything. Really? I can have people ejected from the building if they look at me the wrong way. Doesn't matter who they are. I'd be lying if I still didn't sort of like a smile come across my face when I see a little icon walk up to me and say hello. It's crazy, you know, it is strange. You know, I had a normal job until I was about 36, 37, and now I'm Harrison Ford coming up to me and saying good job and just making a joke. George Clooney coming up and saying hi, I'm George. And I go, yeah, I recognise your face from all those films. You know, it's crazy. I'm walking down in the corridor and Al Pacino walks up to me and goes, I just saw you in a terrific film about lying. Terrific. And I go, well, yeah, you've been in a few good films as well yourself. It's mad. It's crazy.
Your voice went up about an octave.
I shouldn't be there. They shouldn't have allowed me a career.
How do you prepare for hosting the show? I mean, you did it last year, and it was, I mean, you got great ratings, and you were so good, you were asked back. Can you improvise, or do you have to stick to a script?
There's no script.
No script.
I told them, when they invited me last year, I said, I don't want to be scripted. I want to say anything I want. They didn't even look at the script. So I've go out there with a few ideas, and I wouldn't be any good if it wasn't like that. You know, if they wanted someone to read an auto cue, there's lots of better people than me at that, and they look better. So whenever I'm hired for my particular cocktail of skills or lack of them. And as Sinatra said, I've got to do it my way, really.
And will you do it with a cocktail again?
I don't see what the fuss was. Look, I'm drinking now. Look, listen to that. Lovely. That's a lovely French beer called Leff. You can't advertise, can you? Anyway, it's lovely. I'll have a drink. That's no. Don't forget, in England, you've got to remember, right, that a beer, that's like a soft drink in England. If you're hungover or something, you go, I'm not drinking tonight, I'll just have a beer. It's really no big deal. You know, I do these things, they're not part of my oeuvre, you know. This doesn't make a difference to me either way. If I do an amazing job and get carried down the street, it doesn't matter, because Monday morning, I'm going to be back in a room writing something with Stephen Merchant, you know? You know, it's great to do Sesame Street and The Simpsons and The Muppets and Curb Enthusiasm and all those things. They're fantastic. They're an absolute honour. But they're not part of my body of work. If someone said, what have you done? What have you made? What's your body of work? I'd say, I created a show called The Office and Extras. I've done a few stand-up tours. I've done a children's book series called Flanimals. And I've done a couple of movies. And that would be it, really. Winston Churchill said, if you find a job you really love, you'll never work again. And that's what it feels like. You know, I went from the laziest, least ambitious man in the world to a workaholic because I can't believe my luck. I cannot believe my luck. And some people listening to this are agreeing with me.
Comedian and actor Ricky Gervais is the host of tonight's 68th annual Golden Globe Awards ceremonies. His animated series, The Ricky Gervais Show, just began its second season on HBO. Thanks a lot for talking with us, and have a great time.
Cheers. Thanks. See you later.
To see a video of Ricky Gervais hanging out with Sesame Street's Elmo, visit npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.